while we're here to celebrate those who have gotten married now and those who will now be able to get married, we also are looking forward to what our next struggles will be.
Andrew Schneider is the executive director of Fairness West Virginia, a statewide LGBT advocacy group. Schneider says right now, the organization is focusing on legislative issues, things lawmakers could pass to protect the rights of LGBT individuals, and things they could pass that would actually take away some of the rights they've already won. The next big fight, Schneider says, there's no state or federal law protecting LGBT people from housing or workplace discrimination. Senate President Jeff Kessler and Delegate Stephen Skinner, the state's only openly gay lawmaker, have both introduced an Employment Housing Non-Discrimination Act several times, but the bill has never passed. So far, three cities in West Virginia have passed anti-discrimination ordinances: Charleston, Huntington, and Morgantown. Schneider says his plan is to continue the fight at the local level.
And we're going to build them from the ground up, trying to get non-discrimination ordinances passed in all corners of the state, in all communities, and build the grassroots to the point where the state legislature can no longer ignore.
Schneider says winning the right to marry makes housing and employment protections even more necessary.
You know, our community is now more public about our relationships. Now that we can get married, you will probably do the same thing that heterosexual couples do. You know, put a picture of your loved one on your desk. You may bring your spouse to the company picnic. All of this makes it, you know, that much more visible to your employer.
During his organizational address, Schneider told the LGBT community members and allies in attendance, a change in power at the state level means a shift in messaging. It's not that members haven't successfully and can't work with Republicans, he said. It's just about making sure the organization connects with the new legislative majority so they understand the struggles of the LGBT community. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.